Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
There has been progress, but some larger pockets of power outages from Tuesday night's storm still exist. The Live and Local update with Ron Dewey. Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, at one time, Roberta, there were as many as 60,000 DTE customers off the grid. Crews have since whittled that number down to just over 16,000. A lot of the damage through Royal Oak, Clawson, Northern Wayne County right now. The larger pockets are being found still in Royal Oak, Clawson, along with Southfield, Dearborn, and Highland Park. 160 crews out making repairs from the high winds from the storms. Could be maybe late this afternoon or evening before the lights come back on. Hang in there. Live and local, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Pink slips may soon be flying out at Metro Airport. Let's get the live and local details from WWJ's Charlie Langton. Hi, Charlie.
Well, hi, Tom. Yeah, the actual numbers of layoffs and separations not yet known, but in a letter from the Wayne County Airport Authority officials to employees, the cuts are blamed on the decline in air travel due to the pandemic. One airline industry analyst puts the total industry loss to $84 billion in 2020. Wayne County Airport said that with the decline of air travel, the staff reductions were unavoidable. And likely the specific layoffs and separations will be the subject of union negotiations, which are upcoming. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Two people shot in an e-course parking lot last night. One of them killed. More live and local now with WWJ's Mike Campbell. Mike?
Yeah, in the Family Dollar store parking lot, Roberta, and that is where the shooting occurred last night in e-course. This is on Southfield Road, west of Jefferson, near Jefferson Avenue, and the parking lot has glass and the gloves in it from the emergency workers who were here. A man and a woman sitting in a car were told. The man was shot and killed. The woman shot and injured. She's been taken to the hospital. Not clear yet what led to this double shooting, one fatality in e-course. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer is scheduled to give an update today on the state's response effort to COVID-19 as cases continue to rise in Michigan. Michigan now has 67,237 confirmed cases of coronavirus. That's up 610 in one day. That's the highest daily increase since May. The state has recorded 6,015 total deaths. We will bring you live coverage of the governor starting about 11 o'clock this morning.
Now some members of the Detroit Tigers have tested positive for COVID-19. The very latest from the sports desk with Tony Ortiz. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Roberta. In a release issued last night, GM Al Avila confirms that some Tigers have tested positive for the coronavirus, but he reiterated in that release that the name of those players who tested positive would not be made public as per Major League Baseball constrictions. Avila would go on to say in that release that the health and safety of Detroit Tigers personnel is our number one priority and that all members of the organization are being closely monitored by the team's medical staff. Now, according to various reports, there have been six Tiger players that have not worked out since the start of the second go-around of spring training began last week. The six are pitchers Daniel Norris, Alex Fajedo, and Tariq Skubal, and position players Isaac Paredes, Victor Reyes, and Daz Cameron. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Experts say wearing a mask can reduce the spread of COVID-19, but not all homemade face coverings are created equal. And our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights, explains that a vacuum cleaner bag may be your best protection when it comes to a do-it-yourself mask.
Researchers from the University of Arizona tested a variety of non-traditional mask materials to see how well they protect a person from infection after 30 seconds and after 20 minutes of exposure in a highly contaminated environment. A vacuum cleaner bag topped the list at reducing the risk of infection by almost 60% after 20 minutes and around 80% after 30 seconds. A dish towel, cotton blend fabric, and an antimicrobial pillowcase followed. At the bottom of the list, scarves and cotton t-shirts, which researchers say are only slightly better than wearing no mask at all. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, two more people have tested positive for the coronavirus after visiting a Royal Oak sports bar. Oakland County health officials say both had been at the Fifth Avenue Bar in late June on two separate dates, the 20th and the 27th. Three other patrons at the bar June 19th also tested positive. Health officials received reports of the bar being overcrowded. Fifth Avenue Royal Oak had closed for 2 weeks with deep cleaning. Following the governor's ban on indoor service, only the patio deck is now open.
Next time you go to the hair salon or the gym or the doctor's office, don't be surprised if they ask you to sign a waiver before you're allowed in. Businesses want to protect themselves from COVID-19 lawsuits if you happen to catch the virus.
We could be approaching a time, Roberta, when you'll have to sign a waiver to get in the doors of any business, a COVID-19 waiver, promising that you won't sue if you think you've become ill in that facility. That word coming from an insurance company that's telling its business clients that making people sign a waiver is one way to protect them from a lawsuit, should there be a coronavirus issue. However, for that waiver to hold up in court, the business will have to show that it took appropriate action to protect its clients and customers.
That's WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.